The Passion According to Carmela by Marcos Aguinis. Translated by Carolina De Robertis. Performed by Frankie Corzo, Timothy Andres Pabon, and Tom Rivera. Carmela left before dawn, tense and quiet, leaving a vague letter for her parents. The letter said that she was heading to the seaside to rest and to sort out her painful, conflicting emotions over her separation from Melchor. She took a taxi to the bus stop. She was going to travel east in a public bus, as instructed by the clandestine message that had reached her a few days prior. She, a princess of the Cuban bourgeoisie, was embarking on an adventure worthy of a spy novel. It was still dark, but the bus stop was already crowded with men, women, children, and their canvas rucksacks and suitcases tied shut with ropes of varying thickness. She was excited by the novelty of rubbing elbows with the ordinary people she'd idealized. Getting on the bus was a battle, however, with dozens straining to board at the same time. She was pressed by a crush of bones and muscles, and even experienced the magic of levitation. Some chatted at the top of their lungs, competing with the loud bangs and rattle of the bus. Others yawned. Her feet didn't touch the floor, suspended as she was by those around her. The firm, fragrant pressure felt like a cushion. She had started losing sleep over new ideas and impulses around the same time that Melchor's infidelities had become impossible to ignore. To her surprise, she'd felt ridiculous in her role of lady and had begun to look down on her friends, who were shallow, preoccupied with gossip and fashion. Everything seemed artificial. She was two courses shy of completing medical school and had begun a residency with a neurosurgeon by the name of Enea Sarmiento. This specialization had fascinated her because of recent discoveries in neuroscience, and also surgery was a sophisticated field lacking in women. She had been drawn by the challenge, just as now on the moving bus she was drawn by the bearded revolutionaries of Sierra Maestra. A young man was trying to jostle his way toward her, but he was blocked by the human mass. She, meanwhile, managed to slide between sweaty backs toward the row of seats along the side. The bus shook and threw the passengers back and forth like melons. The driver called out that they were approaching a stop, but nobody made a move to disembark until the very last moment, when people suddenly came to and yanked their bags from the luggage racks. The frenzy pushed roughly toward the door, with a few screaming, "Excuse me!" and then repeating, "Excuse me!" Some went so far as to pummel shoulders and bellies with their irritating, "Excuse me!" Once the chaos died down, the driver would try to resume the journey by releasing the clutch, setting off another earthquake, and launching the bus forward relentlessly until the next stop.